It is 7:37 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at, 41 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Tyler, I already love you, but already in 1 hour we played two of our favorite songs. Someone is moving right up the charts ahead of everyone else for Valentine's Day. Thank you. Hey, if you're listening to us on AM 1340, thank you so much for listening to us there. The free WRHI app, go ahead and download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Once a month, we check in with our friends at Historic Rock Hill. We've got the Executive Director, Jennifer Sandler, joining us. Happy New Year, Jennifer, and good morning, friend.
Happy New Year to you all. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Well, based on what you brought in and based on what the social media machine tells us, 2023 is going to be another big year for Historic Rock Hill.
Yes, we have so much going on. It's already mostly planned out, although we do leave some holes for really exciting things to pop up. But we have, it's shaping up to be a really busy year again. We have a lot of historical activities and a lot of weddings coming up, too. So that's really exciting. But our first event of the year is on February the 8th. It's the Carroll School Tour. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the Carroll School. It's it was purchased by the Rock Hill School System to teach kids about Rosenwald schools and the African legacy of African-American schools in the area.
Our kids actually just took a field trip there not too long ago, brought home pillows that they made and all kinds of applesauce and talked about snacks and all that fun stuff.
The olden days, as they say. Exactly. And when they say olden days, our kids believe.
Last century.
Yeah, it's like Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
I said, we had running water and traffic lights.
They think we went to school there.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so is that open to everyone or just?
That is members only.
Okay.
So make sure that if you're interested in that, that you become a member of Historic Rock Hill, which you can do through our website.
I was going to say, so let's mention that real quick. Are some of these events membership only? Some are open to the public, and then the membership for 1 year, it's split between a family and stuff. It's like next to nothing, really.
Yeah, it's like the cost of one dinner out.
Yeah.
It starts with a senior individual membership is $30, and then it goes up to an individual is $40, senior couple is $50, and a family is $60.
Okay.
So it's very, very, very reasonable, and that gets you a lot of really neat benefits for the year.
But also helps to promote and produce a lot of these programs, and about Rock Hill's history, right? Because if you don't teach the history, then it just goes nowhere. So it's exciting that we have folks interested and invested in our history, and it's fascinating to know more about the city where you live, good and bad, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, everything in between.
Yes. And we have I think Historic Rock Hill in the past used to kind of be focused on white home history and kind of the history of that site, but we've really branched out recently to kind of incorporate more like you said, kind of all the history, not just, kind of the white family history, which is still very interesting, but we're really trying to connect with the city and other groups to make sure that we're kind of the hub of all historical happenings.
So I know you have the rest of the year mapped out, and we'll get to those maybe when you come in each month. But in February coming up, you've got a volunteer day, historical marker unveiling, and the Women's History Month event. So what are some of those real quick? So the volunteer day?
So that is, for people to come to the White Home and kind of help us out, with some landscaping projects and some interior projects and some clean out and, probably spreading mulch and fun things like that. But we will have lunch for everybody. So it's actually really fun. We had one last year and it was just a really, really fun event.
And is that one open to everyone?
That is.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to kind of kick the tires a little bit and see who you know. And it's like everything else, right? Once you sign up or you show up, you'll realize like how many people you have connections
with.
It's
so true. Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
And then the historical marker unveiling. So there is an area. This is actually – it's all kind of shaping up. This is all kind of relatively new. But there's an area to like kind of – the Riverwalk area, but it's across the road, across Sell River Road. It's called the Crossroads. And it's really interesting because that is – we have a historical marker going up. That is where the Treaty of 1840 was signed. There used to be a church there, and so there's some old headstones and an old baptismal font there. And it's kind of where Rock Hill started ultimately, but it's in the woods. You can still see this baptismal font, and we're trying to make that we're hoping that maybe we can I don't know, maybe purchase the land or something, not just historic Rock Hill, but a lot of people in the community to preserve this area. There are headstones that need to be preserved. It's where the Nations Ford Road went through. You can still see the road. And you have to hike out in the middle of the woods. It's behind a an industrial park right now, but it's really fascinating. And it's just this area that it's, you know, nobody really knows about, but they have found out recently that that is where the Treaty of 1840 was signed with the Catawba Indians. So it's this really interesting part of town that we would love to connect with other historical components of the city.
That's really cool. As long as we've lived and worked here, I've never heard that story or that connection. Mm-hmm. So that's great. So thanks so much for bringing that to our attention.
Sure.
And then March, you have the Women's History Month event, which you'll have more details.
Yeah, we'll have more. Yeah. We're kind of working on a couple of things right now. Nothing's set in stone yet, so we'll have more information coming up.
And then let's talk weddings if we can. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Jennifer Sandler, Executive Director for the Historic Rock Hill Organization. The White Home, a very popular attraction for you all. Not the only one, but it definitely is the front door of the organization and a very popular place for weddings. So can folks still have weddings in 2023 there?
Yes. Okay. So we still have some dates available. So if you are, you know, we do micro weddings, we do mega weddings, so and everything in between. And our event director, Matt Starnes, is there to help with every step of the way. So
if you have a wedding there, do you have to work with Matt? Can you bring in your own folks? What does that look like?
Yeah. So you would definitely work with Matt on the initial steps of signing the contract. But then if you have a planner, you can definitely bring that planner in.
Cool. Well, this is interesting. So I've been holding on this because I knew we were going to talk about weddings. So South Carolina brides are obsessed with this color regarding bridesmaid dresses. So brides in South Carolina say they're obsessed with the color gold. Gold bridesmaids dresses, which is the third most popular color in America.
Well, that is very far from the 2023 Pantone color that we talked about last
which
week,
what again?
Which is Viva Magenta.
Oh.
Look at that. Gray is the most popular color of bridesmaid dresses in America.
Gray?
Maybe because it's neutral, you think?
Gray.
I don't know. I've always heard that ladies like being in the wedding. They never like their bridesmaid dresses. So maybe the color is why. Maybe gray is so generic.
I think you would never wear that again.
I know,
right?
Because that's why you want to have a bridesmaid's dress, right? Mm-hmm. Like to get a return on your investment, all right? And green bridesmaid dresses are the second most color. Green.
Green. I mean, I can see that. Yeah. Green looks good on most people.
Yes.
Depending on, you know, it doesn't matter what your skin color or your hair color. Mm-hmm. So it's a flattering color.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think why they're saying gray. No, it's effortlessly subtle is what they said. Huh. So maybe it's not taking away from the bride's
white. I was about to say,
white
it's not going to take away from her. Let's just call it what it is.
Let's
folks.
Make sure that the bridesmaids look as hideous as possible.
The bride just wants to look great, right? Oh my goodness. And then, of course, you can you could do big, small, whatever you want, and then throughout the week and weekend too sometimes? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yep,
I mean,
absolutely.
You could just everything.
So our weekend dates obviously fill up more quickly, but then we have dates during the week too.
All right.
Be flexible.
Well, there you go. Okay, well, get signed up. Learn more about Historic Rock Hill. The first big event's coming up in just a couple of weeks from now, the Carroll School Tour, members only, February the 8th from 10 to noon. Then on February the 26th is the Volunteer Day. I know you'll be back to talk more about that in February. But what a great opportunity to learn more about Historic Rock Hill. And appreciate, Jennifer, so much what you all are doing to educate all of us about our history. The historical marker unveiling was fantastic. That, again, as long as we've lived and worked here, I've never heard that. So thanks
there'll be more
for bringing that to that stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right.